the Osage Minerals Council regular meeting Friday the 16th. Like to call it to order this time. I'd like to have an opening prayer, then we want to have a reading of our deceased.
It's coming from.
Was that please rock?
And the EPA, they were notified.
Wakanda, all the Wakanda, Saint Kendati, Lee Kanazi. Awate zani, wajaji, nikonjia, ali jigazi, ah, chopper one on de ka'a. Awate monjong ka'a, our homeland, Lord. We ask for blessings upon our children and our elders. We ask for blessings in this season of families who we've got in our prayers today. I ask for blessings upon my nieces, Crystal Bashaw, Sheridan Davis. Their folks, their families, all of them. They came to me yesterday, they need that prayer. I think that we come to you, Lord, at any chance we have, and humble ourselves and ask you to go help them. All the ones that are sick, the ones of our lives that we go through this mourning process, it's a traditional value of our people. We ask for your help and your strength in providing us that day after day. That look that we have is that the one that only you can help us with is that emptiness that only you can take care of. The loss, the pain, the effort which all of us go through, we ask you to be with these families today. In this Christmas season, the gift of our Lord was brought to us. Our people accepted that. And we want to humbly ask you, make it right for our children. Watch over all of them. We have special guests today, Lord, and that's going to be members of our great state. The place where we live, the place that we've honored, our homelands for thousands of years. We want to recognize that and that position and all of our people. Our reservation has encompassed not only the Osage, but other tribes, other nationalities. We look down upon all of them today, Lord, and ask for this world. They're dying in inches at Aleppo today. We've got to recognize that. We've got to recognize we're going to go into a new day. We have you with us, Lord, that the sun will rise. We ask you to help our soldiers in the field today. Their families are at home going to go through this season. We want them to know that you, the Almighty, is out there protecting all of our groups, all of our people here today. We ask the last and the most to help this council. Help us make decisions in our world that somehow gives our children a life, a future. We ask you to bless our chief, our Congress, our council, all of our people. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Please be seated.
Ladies, would one of you like to read this off for us, please?
I love it.
Would you mind telling
them?
Thank you. This is a reading of our deceased.
Mickey Campbell, Tulsa, Oklahoma. Diane Kitford, Broken Arrow, Oklahoma. Anna V. Kern, Gilmer, Texas. Douglas Cowan.
No way.
Tulsa, Oklahoma. Cheryl Wilson, Albuquerque, New Mexico. Reuben H. Papan, Jr., Buckner, North Carolina. Carl Petsamoy, Holdenville, Oklahoma. Thomas Newman, Salem, Oregon. Sandra Mellon, Kansas City, Missouri. And Henry Trumbull, Livermore, California.
Our prayers go out to all of these families of our head right owners. Our initiative here is to help their future, their children. Thank you, dear.
Thank you.
With that, I'd like a roll call, please.
Councilwoman Moon.
Here.
Councilor Fishbowl.
Present.
Councilor Crum.
Here.
Councilwoman Garland.
Yes, I'm here.
Councilwoman Redcorn.
Here.
I'm in favor of the public.
Councilor Redcorn.
No.
Okay.
Call.
Chairman Waller.
Here.
Councilor Gates.
Present.
I told you to talk to you.
With that, I'd like to go under new business, new pack, concession extension, Brandy Hawk. Please, make some sound.
Mr. Chairman, Steve McNamara has asked today the company Randy Hawk from Texas who came up contacted me a week or so ago about their concession. By way of background, there was a large concession granted many years ago. It was divided in half. One side was BGI, which is in the far north part of the county. And the other half to the west was now NUPEC. Before that was Century, referred to as Century's extension. So governed by the same concession agreement, and the concession is set to expire on February 19th of 2017, which is just 60 or 80 days from now. We're here to request a two-year extension. There's a little more than 30,000 acres that are covered by the extension. We proposed the similar terms of what was agreed to on the BGI concession, or the BGI side of the concession, and that would be the drilling of one vertical well between now and February 19th of 2018, and two additional vertical wells before February 19th of 2019. I believe the existing terms of the concession are $50 an acre and a 3/16 royalty, and all of the seismic data that has been shot to date has been processed, and both the raw seismic data and the processed interpretation of the seismic data, as my understanding, has been turned over to the BIA for and on behalf of the member council. So that's it in a nutshell of what we're requesting. Did I leave anything out?
No, sir.
So again, our proposal would dovetail the BGI side, but we'd like to get the council's thoughts and feedback before we make a formal presentation. I think this probably will not be able to be here on Wednesday, but I intend to come back next Wednesday and thought maybe we'd have dialogue as to what terms would be acceptable to the Mineral Council, so that if I formally proposed it on Wednesday, it would be acceptable to the council.
I confess, when I saw the NUPEC, I was searching my mind about what we'd done. Then when you mentioned Century, I kind of remember. It seems like the BGI was looking for a funding partner, about Century, and Century was what happened at that time. And then you have since acquired the Century portion of what was once BGI?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
And at one time, Councilman, if I understand it correctly, they were joint venturers on the whole concession, and then
when it didn't quite work out, well, Century took a portion of their part of whatever they cut.
Exactly.
Tried to cut it down. Yeah.
Right. So, and when did this occur?
That would have been, I think, the concession decision was late 11, early 12, and then we acquired Century's position in 2013.
13. Okay. So what have you guys done there since 2013?
We've processed the data, delivered the raw data, and returned the data to the tribe. We have not drilled
anywhere. Not drilled anywhere.
We have a JV area to the south of BGI's concession. We do participate with BGI 50/50 through the Porter Field. We're working with partners in the area.
And you haven't drilled any wells because you have not selected any time to make to take the leases or anything like that. You don't hold any leases, and you haven't held any leases since you started, in terms of paying the bonus and paying the debt.
Correct.
Okay. Absent anybody else, so shoot the hand up, I'll ask another one. What is your drilling plan now, if you was to get it? what's your operating plan now? Of course, our thoughts is always drilling plans, but what?
Our plan would be to go in and select the well to permit once the field survey is allowed in May, and drill the well sometime between May and September.
So your plan goes no further than kind of the offer of the minimum for the deal? Is that?
Well, in addition to that, it'd be the other wells in the following year.
Vertical or horizontal?
Vertical. Yes.
Is there anything held by production on your part up there?
There are a few tracks that are still held by production. They had always been held by production.
Not by you guys?
Not by us, but within our concession, there is some HPP. Yes, sir.
I may have mentioned in your presentation, but how many acres does this encompass?
I think 33,000 and some.
Correction, that our total concession is 37,100.
I'm sorry, 37,000. What I thought as we were visiting on the drive up here is that, I know it has a council is sensitive to large blocks, but I think this is an area that's particularly unique in the infrastructure, electricity, even roads are pretty rare up there. So I thought that maybe if at the end of the first year of the extension we made our commitments, that we could give up displaying some interest in some of that 37,000 acres, if that would be acceptable to the council. So I think that is something that we would recommend to their management, that maybe at the end of the first year we give up 10 or 20% of that acreage. That would allow third parties, if they wanted to come in there and drill, would allow some competition. But frankly, I don't think there's been a lot of competition in this particular area of the county.
Is that more than 4 acres?
It's a little northeast.
What about what was the royalty on this?
The royalty right now is 3/16.
$50 an acre is what the current, what you paid for it?
Yes, sir.
Well, because we will pay for it.
Then they take it down.
Yeah. So that's open for your consideration too. But obviously, the more we pay a lease bonus, the more expensive it is to drill a well. So I generally like to put the money in the drill bit and get some production.
It's fairly deep production in that area also. Probably 3,000 minimum.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear
deep work. Deep formation drilling. I mean, for right here, 3,000.
I'm not certain.
Go ahead and give us your TD right now.
I don't have a background in geology, so to agree or disagree, I'd be speaking out.
What was your, let me ask you what your target formation is.
I'm not certain on that either. And if you need that, we can
bring that back on Wednesday.
Once we kind of get
council, then council, council.
As Steve, I'm with Mr. McNamara. What I'm interested in is, I mean, bonus is nice, but I'm interested in wells in the ground and drilling and that sort of thing, and. Of course, royalty percentage is a little bit of a problem for me there with the 3/16. But as you probably remember also, Mr. McNamara, I was more than a little skeptical about what we did with BGI.
Yes, sir.
And I still am. I was not one of them. I think that was a pretty small drilling commitment for that much ground. Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, I think it's an extremely small drilling commitment for that much ground. And so I'm trying to work that ideas around in my mind a little bit to have tie up $37,000 for, what was the length, remind me again, how long of extension were you looking for?
2 years.
2 years?
Yep.
For three wells, you know, essentially what that is. And,
Well, if we didn't drill the first well in the first year, then the it would just be a 1 year extension.
I understand. And, you know, when I first come on the council, going on 7 years ago now, six and some, there was a lot of concessions that didn't have much or any drilling commitments, tied up a lot of ground, and were pretty open-ended on the end. BGIs was one of them.
Right.
And in the meantime, all the ones we've done had a pretty close sunset clause. I mean, all of them I was involved in doing are gone now. I mean, in terms of one way or another, the concession part is history. There's probably some other reasons for some of that because of the price of oil bill. But even if it hadn't, their ability to do a concession would have been over with in 4 years. That's the longest we did. So. I guess I'm not trying to make any demands of you. I'm just saying that I'm probably going to be fairly skeptical about that smaller drilling commitment.
So you would want the drilling commitment to be increased,
right? Or and or shrink your size, okay. Something that a drilling commitment that in some way matches from our side
uh-huh.
to the amount of ground you're tying up to do that with. And I'd also like to hear a little bit more about your, and you don't have to say out here in an open meeting or anything. We can do a session in closed session in
executive release.
But for your capitalization, your ability to do what you say you're going to do, you know, that's always that, you know, one of the things that we're doing when we do this is we're looking at a company and we're saying, are these guys really going to be able to do what they want?
Right.
And right now I really don't know fully what you want other than drill three wells and to keep a hold of 37,000 acres.
Right.
So.
Well, then maybe you could, I don't think we have to do the executive session. Maybe no. You could tell them a little bit about the ownership and structure of
NUPEC. So NUPEC is a small division of a Mexican conglomerate company out of Monterey. And that company's name is Alpha. So we're their smallest and newest division. As far as CapEx and structure and things of that nature, you can look at the qualifications of Alpha that's publicly displayed on their website.
ALFA. So they have a website that you can go and.
It's .com.mx, like I said, in Monterey. I'm, of course, very confident in their capital abilities.
Do you guys have a presence up here of any sort now? And do you plan to have a presence here? Or is this going to be run from Dallas and
we'll run from Dallas. We have ties with BGI. We have the fields there that we may be able to utilize.
Is your other production in Oklahoma and Texas with this conglomerate?
Well, this is the only asset that we hold in Oklahoma. Okay, BGI and Osage. Other than that, we have stuff in Texas, Kansas.
Thank you. Councilwoman Irwin.
Okay, I just wanted to recap what you told us. Most of my questions have been answered. I just want to, you said one, you would drill one well before 2018, and you would drill two wells before 2019. Is that what you said?
Yes, ma'am. That's what
our... When is the end of your concession that you have now?
February of 17.
February of 17.
Which is not very long from now. That's why I don't really have a hard and fast proposal. I kind of wanted to get the general gist of what the council would prefer, because what we did in BGI. If you remember, I came back two or three times, and my view is I want to try to shorten that time down and get the general feel of the council, so that when I come back on Wednesday, I can put a formal proposal to you that would be acceptable to at least the vast majority of the members of the council. So, what I hear from Mr. Crum is that you really want to focus on a larger drilling commitment.
Yeah. Well, everybody, a few other things. The larger drilling commitment and or some lesser land tied up for that, you know, something matches up.
Right.
Also, I had one other nuts and bolts question. Do you recall what the length of your lease is when you do take one to the $50 bonus?
Three-year lease.
I suspected that's what it would be that was done at that time back in whatever that was. That was probably tribal council days when BGI came into effect, I imagine. Okay, so the three-year lease, when you do take down a lease, but prior to that, we receive no money whatsoever. We have, did you guys run the seismic or did BGI already do the seismic that you guys acquired that through Century? And
I'm trying to think back in our files on the timing of that. I think it was shot by Century, but we processed it.
Yeah, you did process it, but you didn't.
But I don't think we got out there and hired to run the lines.
Right. Okay.
And a review of it actually went back to you, then you sent a copy to Denver. Your opinion first, you okay with that part?
Yes.
That was a stipulation of the concession.
Yes, it was.
So they've covered that deliverable.
Yes, they have.
I'm very comfortable with that, a little uncomfortable with also the drilling commitment, but the royalty amount. Councilwoman. Again, I'd like to ask Mr. Bear.
Wrong.
Okay, thank you, sir.
But I thought when we gave BGI an extension, they were supposed to include all the seismic work, and now you're telling us that that was done by Century and it wasn't done by BGI?
Well, the seismic work that's now on the BGI side of the concession is BGI's property, and they have done, BGI, as I understand it, has done their own seismic work and their own interpretation of the base seismic. Century on their side, which is to the east.
Have they sent it to us?
Hmm?
Have they sent it to us?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
I believe that Century, on the Century side, that,
yeah, I delivered it last year to Denver.
For BGI?
Oh, not the BGI portion.
That was already taken care of.
Okay.
What I'm trying to say is, after the split, they're responsible for their side of the seismic, and BGI is responsible. So,
okay. Well, I'm just trying to understand. Thank you.
I would like to see more wells drilled.
Okay.
Less land, higher royalty rate.
Okay.
Thank you.
I'll remember those three things.
Very good. Councilor, you have anything else? Thank you, sir.
Thank
you. Ready for Wednesday.
Thank you.
Gentlemen, I appreciate it. Move on down to Poppy, Sandy Sewell permit. Mr. Catlin, would you like to come out and talk to us a little bit about that? And were you able to visit over getting a legal restriction?
I was. And hopefully it's sufficient. Not off of it.
Okay. May I assist you with this since you and I visited about this? This gentleman was looking at getting a permitting. He asked a location in the Osage. You are getting this product to take care of foundations for homes in Bartlesville, is that correct?
Yes, sir. I take care of a fellow. He's an old builder in Bartlesville area. He's 92 years old. And we've just been piddling with building a few houses and came across this area that has shale that would suit our needs, fit our needs, and doing, you know, it's not going to be no big time operation or nothing. And we was wanting to try to use some of that shale, and doing so, just in the Euro.
Thank you. And also on this is that once it's actually the sale of it, I said that you will have to go through the permitting process with the Bureau and we just had this letter. One of the responses from the Bureau was we needed the location, and I think now the process will actually go back to you and then...
Yes, it'll go to us, and then the lease management and Tammy will be taking care of it.
That's everything's in order. You'll go with the Bureau of Indian Affairs, they'll issue this permit. You'll be responsible to them for payment of the royalty at 10%.
Okay.
As the permit will dictate to you, you will be dealing with, of course, the United States Bureau of Indian Affairs. Same place we sent you to take care of that. Counsel, any other questions?
I think it's better, again, I was just looking through the comments for the BIA, and they said it also will require an EA to be done for that. You understand what that is? Environmental assessment?
Environmental assessment, yeah, and you can actually go through us too. If you can't do one, we'll do one for you. And you can actually go through our department, which would be Ben Daniels. You can ask for him, and he will actually do that for you.
Okay, so...
Yes, Mr. Catlin, that'll help you in processing and get you where you need to go. Councilman Redcorn.
Thank you, Chairman. I guess, to me, if I were in your situation, I would have a long discussion with our friends in the Bureau to understand all the requirements of this project that you want to do. Once you're here, once you've established everything you need to do, including environmental and all the other things, you're coming back to us just to determine value. We're going to either say yes or no, or whatever we want to do as far as value. Now it goes back to the Bureau. So that's good. I hope that kind of helps you, but it's a really important step to ensure you understand all the isms or all the requirements over here.
I just have to take it one baby step at a time.
It's great. The best way, sir.
It's great. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Ms. Catlin.
What do you do with my papers?
I would like you to meet with the Bureau of Indian Affairs and get all that process started. We will see it after the fact.
Okay. So I just make an appointment.
You can come up here after we get down here. You can come up here.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Geostabilization International, Sandy Searle, board man. Matthew, are you here? Give me just a moment, please. This is another where we'd like to go ahead and this proposal, it already has the ODOT work on it. The documents are prepared for it. They are not removing this soil. I'd like for them to go ahead and waive the permitting on behalf.
What are they doing with it? I mean, what are they building?
They're going to remove that 1,000 cubic yards of soil from the shoulder of South Highway 99. Shoulder highway will be hauled approximately 1.5 miles, intersection 99 and Rock Creek, and will be regraded by Oklahoma ODOT. All that information is in the front of you.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
How much volume are they expecting to move?
1,000 cubic yards.
Okay. Thank you.
And just a reviewing of it, it's literally going from one shoulder, we're moving it up to the next.
Right.
And after a while, we're going to have a wonderful time with our secretaries from the state of Oklahoma. We're going to have to fix a couple MOUs, and in this case, we're facing the Bureau of Indian Affairs talking about a new code of federal regulations, 214, on evaluating the royalty amount of our soil. And as you see, the new groups and contracts are going to have to pay that. And with that, we'll entertain a motion Wednesday to allow that. And we'll have the letter and sign. While we're on the subject, we have an MOU with the ODOT. And what we did is call back the state and ask them is that this new law was brought to us by our trustee. Your MOU has everything that I think with the Osage Minerals Council can live with, except for we needed a requirement where we're allowed to put that into the new MOU. Is there any other stipulations, Councilwoman, that you think you want to add?
There was one project that was rather large, and the others were simple projects, you know,
yes,
kind of like with 1,000 or, I don't know, they weren't very big. But yeah, I would like us to take a second look at the larger one because it was almost 5 miles.
I think with the embedding this effort into the MOU, we can cover that because it'll be under your contract that you let out for specific projects. Councilman? Then Councilman Redcorn.
Chairman's kind of referred to as the new rule. It's really not a new rule. It's one that we weren't aware of when we did the first one, when we did the one out there. We used the same one that we were using for the same pricing method that we were using for our other rock people and stuff, quarries. And that was, we just set a price per ton. But there is a CFR, Code of Federal Regulations, that are already in place that says that the Osage is going to get paid 10% of the sale value of those kind of materials. So we've been adjusting that ever since. Everybody comes in, we just heard, we tell the gentleman here it was 10%. So that's what we're doing, is trying to, and also within that, they give the parameter. You heard the other councilman ask about the amount of soil removed. And if it's less than 5,000,
that's correct,
cubic yards, well, that doesn't kick in. And our position has been largely, you know, I can hear about it and make the decision, but largely, if it's less than the 5,000, you're not selling the product, we just waive any kind of permit and let you get away from going through all the government processes. So that's where we're at with this then. So our MOU will need to show the difference between the 5,000 cubic yards and not, and whether the material that you're working with is being, I don't want to talk anybody in the room, but you were talking out there, like some of these guys are still here, am I just talking?
They're still here.
Okay, well, I mean, is it somebody who's interested, so maybe I should.
I believe both secretaries will be interested.
Okay. So
we are paying growth production tax.
What we've also done is that the royalty end of it is for materials that either are, like your part wouldn't be being sold necessarily, but with materials that you might have had to buy otherwise if you'd not created them from our materials. So that's.
And with that, we'll just add stipulations 214. Even due stabilization will be allowed to go with all of ODOT's EAs, all the requirements that you've already had encompassed. Councilman, thank you.
Thank you, Chairman. Going off, making it a simpler conversation, if you're any kind of project you're doing, if you're moving dirt and moving it off-site, or materials, moving it off-site, we need to know the volume and what you're going to do with it. Going to sell it, we need to get our share for our shareholders. It's that simple. So just real description, real brief. I like this summary. If you're moving dirt, whatever you're doing in Osage County, contact the Bureau, tell them how much dirt you're moving, and the price is what Mr. Crum says, 10%, and that's it. There's not a lot into much else, and then we make the decisions on to make it easier for our developers out there. It's a very simple process, and I would encourage you to contact Mr. Winlock, Ms. Phillips, tell them what you want to do, and they'll be really nice, clean, and clear. Here's what you got to do. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you so much. We have the maintenance evaluation from ODOT. All that has been let out, process. There's a couple areas that two of your larger elements you're getting ready to do in the Osage. We don't want to hold that up anymore. Our growth production goes into schools, bridges, roads, has for over half a century. Is there anything you'd like to add to that? And I appreciate you all because that'll cut us out of an item here when they get ready to do their presentation. With that, I'd like to move on to David Coast. Mr. Coast. The floor is yours, sir.
You what?
The floor is yours.
I bought an adjoining lease in southeastern Osage from Steve Cornelius, and he wasn't able to pay, or he wasn't producing enough oil to pay his electric bill, and the electric got turned off. And I was using his electric on another lease of mine to run a transfer pump. So I asked him if how much money he needed to borrow to turn the electric on. He said, I'm worse than that. He said, I need to just sell it. And this quarter section is one of five that's part of a water flood unit. But the quarter section I'm talking about, in 92, they drilled three wells that were in different zones other than the water flood unit. And it has its own tank battery and a different royalty rate. It's got a 3/16 royalty rate. I went through and reworked the well and got it producing. It leveled off at a half a barrel a day. And I haven't been able to get my assignments approved because they said that the BIA said that it's a water flood unit and they don't set, you know, you can't buy one, you got to buy all five. But this particular thing, the three wells are in different zones. The Peru zone is the zone that was flooded, and that's where the water flood came in. And the water flood unit itself has sold over 1.5 million barrels of oil in the last 70, 80 years. And right now, he hasn't produced it in over a year and a half. And I would just, and the royalty rate is 3/16 on the quarter section I bought. And it has overrides on it. And if y'all wanted to, I don't know if he's even held by production, but I produce mine until I fill the tanks up and I'm not able to move the oil. And I'd just like to get something done. I mean, it's half a barrel, but there's two wells I can rework. But I'd just like you to consider.
Go ahead. Thank you, Chairman. If I understand, you bought a lease, a quarter section, from another individual.
Yes, sir.
This one quarter section, eventually you found out it was part of a water flood, and there's four other sections on it. However, the water flood operates in a different zone than the three wells that are on this lease. Somebody drilled three wells in another zone.
Yes.
Okay. I guess if I'd ask the Bureau, would it be possible, you know, to treat this as a separate lease from the water flood? Since it is in a separate zone, maybe we can talk to our attorney, Tim Dowd, see if there's anything we could do with that.
Okay, this is part of the Breen unit, which is a water flood. And it couldn't be separated from the other ones. And first, well, let me go back to the beginning. The lease hadn't produced in quite a while. And plus, there's no bond, there hadn't been any bonding on it for quite a while. So it's up for cancellation.
Okay.
Okay, and what we're in process now of doing lease inspections on, we've got most of them completed, should have the rest completed by Monday.
Yes, sir.
But we're looking at cancel or terminate it because of no bonding. Once it's terminated, canceled, then the council could elect to take that quarter out of that water flood if you wanted to. And
sell it.
Right.
Okay.
But as right now, see what happened was they turned in an assignment to sign it to Mr. Coast. But the assignment couldn't go through, it's never went through, it never been approved because it is due to be canceled because of no bonding and no production.
So I'm hearing two things, not just one.
Right.
No production and no bonding.
Right.
Okay. How can we, is that possible? If it sounds like to me, we wait for the Bureau to cancel this lease. How soon can that happen?
Well, hopefully, if we can get everything Monday, which I'm thinking we are, we can cancel or terminate next week.
Next week, and then you come back as soon as this thing's canceled, come with that one quarter section.
That sounds good to me.
Okay.
Out of five, all five will be canceled?
Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Chair.
Councilman.
I just want to ask, did you own any acreage up there outright? You already have a lease up there?
Yes.
And you're pumping that lease into the tank battery that's sitting on the quarter section that's in question?
Yes.
Okay. And that you've been red tagged?
Yes, there was red tags put on.
Okay.
But you actually need that quarter section for the electricity.
Electricity to run.
Yeah, and that's the reason why you bought it, was because of the electricity on it to run your lease that you've already got up there.
Yes, and the barrel, the well that I got going is in the Prue, or the Skinner zone, which my other leases are in the Skinner, and I'm currently putting water in the Skinner. And I would like to have, you know, if I'm pushing water somewhere, I'd just soon have it. But this case is going to have a barrel, maybe it'll grow, I don't know.
Yeah, I'm a little bit confused by what that, the question and answer from the councilwoman. You're not pumping any of the oil from your other lease into that tank battery. That tank battery that's on this new one that's been red tagged,
yes,
is purely that red tag one.
Yes.
Okay.
The tank is completely full.
And it sounded like the thing that looked to me like it's going to be the solution has already been stated, that we terminate the whole water flood thing, and then you come try to release that piece that you have from us, and, you know, I'm pretty sympathetic to your cause.
Yes.
One of the things, in order to expedite that quite a bit, though, you will need, and you can talk to the BIA about, but I believe you will need Mr. Cornelius to waive his right of appeal of being terminated. Otherwise, he has any action by the BIA, he has 6 weeks?
He had 90 days.
90 days.
Right, 90 days to recover the service and plug the oil board.
So in order for this to happen in the kind of time frame you probably need or should have, since you're sitting there with the red tag tank, is for him to sign off on it, on he won't appeal that it's been terminated. So you'll need to make that happen too, or otherwise the BIA will be forced to wait 90 days in case he wants to do that
best.
Before they can even talk to us about reissuing you to cancel it, you know, officially cancel it and then reissue you a new chance at a lease for it. So
I haven't been able to contact him in the last 6-8 months.
Oh, really?
He's kind of
May I ask do you guys have anybody to contact?
We can try to contact him, sure can.
Okay, Councilman Gates.
Thank you. So,
Councilman Tishwell.
Mr. Coast.
Yeah.
David, how are you doing?
Yeah.
You're not interested in picking up the rest of that water flood?
No.
Looks like a gym.
The oil jet won't pay the electric bill. The oil jet won't pay the electric bill. And you could spend $100,000 just trying to get the roads in good enough shape to where the landowner would be able to get along with.
Who is the landowner?
John Zink Ranch.
John Zink.
But there's been feed trucks, their frames have been bent.
I'm familiar with that water flood.
Yeah, it's hard to get into. It's easier to fly over.
Let me ask you a question. If we did cut that one quarter section out of the rest of the flood, and this may be a question for Richard also, would that handicap the rest of the lease? I mean, would that be detrimental to being able to turn in leases? I mean, could they still run their operation?
Yes, they
without that electric on
yes.
that quarter?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, there's two different electric meters. One runs the flood, and then the other is what they call the Pat Breen side. And the electric just goes to the three wells that were drilled in the early 90s. And there's also three injection wells that go with the flood that is on the quarter section that I'm talking about. But the contract I signed with Mr. Cornelius, he was going to keep the disposals to keep the flood intact. Mm-hmm. But you know, there's a lot of oil on the ground over there, but I don't have the resources to go in and plug everything. But you know, if you sold 1.5 million barrels, there's more than that that's still left.
Sure.
But when they flooded it with lake water. It's very corrosive.
Wow. Okay.
Council.
What's a legal description of that?
It's in 14-21-10.
14-21-10.
I'm not sure which quarter is that.
Okay. Thank you.
Any other questions?
South, in the southwest quarter.
Southwest, okay.
it's imperative that you try to have Mr. Cornelius or his representative get you that letter, and then we'll have the Bureau go ahead and assess the five drives, and I think that'll be your opportunity then. The Bureau, of course, will do a lease element that has to cover those disposals on it. That'll be taken care of through our trustee. Is any other questions from the council? Do you feel like we need to take care of this Wednesday?
I think so. Whatever we can do, I mean, I think we'll need to hear back from the Bureau on this.
Wednesday?
A full, what, a bit, a brighter picture of what's gonna happen near term.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Mr. Cousins. We'll be back with you Wednesday. Thank you, Deputy Superintendent.
Thank you.
I'd like to call Councilwoman Redcorn, item D, Director of Minerals Council Office.
Under tab four is the position description for the Director of Minerals Council, and I want to bring this to your attention so you can look at it, you can discuss it later. But we've had that in our budget for the last, since we started. And so I think it's time maybe to fill that.
Fill it up and ready to go.
Thank you, dear. Is there any other comments you'd like to add?
That's all, I just want everybody to review it, and so we can add to or delete some things if we need to delete some things.
Yes, ma'am. With that, we can move on. Council, hear me?
Ms. Red, Councilwoman, are we wanting to discuss this on Wednesday, or just one? Okay.
Because I don't think anybody has seen it.
Okay.
Just take a look at it.
Thank you, ma'am. With that, I'd like to take a short break, let IT set up for the state of Oklahoma. Is everyone comfortable with that?
Sure thing.
And at that point, we'd like to introduce our Secretary of State, Chris Bend, and our Secretary of Environment, Michael Teague. Gentlemen, give us a few minutes, we'll set up for you. We would like you to go ahead and take these two chairs, Secretary, when you come back in. And I'd like you to stay with us, Superintendent. Thank you so much.